Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us here as we continue to celebrate Locum Tenens Week. Today, we are honored to have Dr. McManaman join us from North Carolina to share with us her experience working as a locum tenens provider. Dr. McManaman, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Tom.
So I just wanted to start out by asking you to share a little bit about your background and what has made you decide to get into healthcare originally.
I have always been fascinated by the science of medicine and how the body works, and also the behavior, how people think about their health and how to stay healthy. Throughout my childhood, I've had that interest, and that led me down the path, you know, through undergrad, med school, and beyond. So I'm definitely happy that I chose that path, and I enjoy still to this day that combination of both the physical and the emotional side of and social side of things that I deal with my patients.
Absolutely. And in terms specifically of locums, what made you want to give it a try, and how has your experience been so far?
Yeah, I will start by saying that it's been really great so far, and that the reason I chose it is because when I first started my medical career, I knew I wanted to have children. And to be honest, at times it had been pretty tough to work full time as a physician and dedicate time to my family. But I did what I needed to do, and I'm definitely happy and no regrets. Since my time in my medical career, I've worked as a hospitalist, and then I've transitioned and done a little bit of geriatric care on the outpatient side, followed by the outpatient practice. And I did that because I was trying to find that sweet spot, so to speak, of
right.
What kind of hours do I want? I want to work with patients, but how can I find a good balance for me that's consistent with my values? And everyone's different. So for me, as a mother, I have three kids now approaching the teenage years, and I want to be able to have some longer quality time with them. So when actually COVID hit, things changed for me and for a lot of people.
Sure.
I needed to stay home. Somebody needed to be at home with the kids because they weren't going into the school. And I had been thinking about going part-time for a long time. So this became my opportunity, and I went for it. So long story short, I decided, you know, I heard about locum tenens when I was getting ready to graduate from residency. And why don't I just go out and see? Now, I knew it was a bit of a risk because, yeah, I do have a family and I don't want to be on the road all the time. So, but I kept an open mind and established some relationships with several recruiters. And when I came across cross-country locums, Mike, had some opportunities. So, you know, I said, you know, why not? What I like is that it's a short-term commitment. And if you love it and they have more availability for you, then you can extend for longer. But if it's not right for you, then you can say, I'm finished. And I liked that. And what I plan to do and what I was able to do is end up taking on an assignment, extending it, and then taking a couple of months off over the summer, which is exactly what I wanted to do so that I had time with my family, with my kids, to go traveling, camping, to be more specific, in the great outdoors during COVID times. So we had a wonderful time, and I just would have never been able to do that in a more traditional role when I was a hospitalist or when I was in an outpatient practice, you know, thinking about, when I get back, I'm going to have so big of a load of, you know, work to do to catch up. So that's what I really like about this, is that when the work is done, it's done. And when you're ready to go back to work, it's could be something fresh and new.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're really glad to hear that. Obviously, the flexibility is what appeals to most of our providers. So that's, I'm really happy to hear that that worked out, especially during COVID, when you want to be close to your family and you want to be able to do the things that you want to do, as long as there are assignments that cater to it. And, you mentioned Mike Greenblatt, who's fantastic. I know that you've been working with him for almost 2 years. How has your overall experience been in regards to the full locum tenens process? So from finding assignments that appeal to you, like you had mentioned before, to the credentialing process and the facilitating of travel and housing.
Oh, yeah, it's been really good. It's been very smooth. Mike has been my point person. He's always been, he's always in a good mood, very positive. After my first assignment with him, at first, the assignment, I asked if they had any more openings, and at that time they didn't. So, he went to bat for me and really started searching to find something, because he knows my preference is to find something, within my state, close, drivable to where I can be back home for an extended weekend every week to be with my family. And that's what, again, for me, is the sweet spot that works for me. So, he's able to find me another assignment that has that kind of flexibility that can accommodate for me. And, as far as all the background, the people in the background that are working to, get my paycheck on time, make sure it's correct, all that, I've not had a single problem. The credentialing, that was smooth, easy, quick. So I have nothing but positive, glowing comments about cross-country locums.
That's wonderful to hear. Our credentialing team works extremely hard, as well as travel and housing. So that's great to hear. My next question for you was, I believe you've already answered it, but it was, what is the most appealing aspect of working or traveling for locum tenens assignments? But I think you already covered that. It sounds like it's mostly the flexibility.
Yeah, it's the flexibility, and I would say the variety. I think if you're looking for a change but not ready for a commitment, then I highly recommend you just take a chance, try something new. Most likely it'll work out. And if it doesn't, in probably 3 months, you can find something different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And do you have any fun or interesting stories from your experience working as a locums provider?
Well, definitely. I would say when people hear where I've been working, they're a bit surprised. And I never thought that I would be interested in prison medicine. So the very first assignment I had was in the prison. And I have to admit, I was pretty nervous about doing it. I wondered if it was the wrong move. But when I got in there, the staff were so friendly. And the prisoners, they really were grateful. And they need the care. I consider them an underserved community. But what's interesting, I would say, is it's a whole different world. It is not like outpatient medicine. There's this other couple of layers to prison medicine. I say you're one part physician, one part investigator, because you never know what angle they're trying to get to. Meaning, I didn't know about the concept of special shoes and extra mattresses and how this is their currency in the prison. So, I stand my ground. I know how to interact with the prisoners, know the rules, and it's all good. But I find it really interesting to think about like the Little Debbie honey bun. That's like a form of payment. And it's to me, a really fascinating world in the prison.
Yeah, that's really interesting to hear, because we actually do get a lot of the same feedback from providers that work correctional medicine. Because there is this stigma, that a lot of people that aren't familiar with it, are kind of hesitant to kind of take that assignment. But we've received a ton of feedback from providers like you saying, this is amazing. You know, it's really, once you get in there, you can really make a difference to the, you know, the population of those areas. So that's kind of interesting to hear, because we've definitely heard that, and it's encouraging, you know, to get, you know, service to areas that need it the most, including correctional medicine facilities.
Right. Yeah.
And Dr. McManaman, my last question to you would be, what advice would you give to any provider that is new to locums and interested in working a locums assignment for the first time?
Yeah, I think that you just need to have an open mind and remember that the commitment level is, you know, one assignment at a time. Don't be afraid to try something new or different, just like me trying out treating prisoners. You could be surprised at what you end up liking. And, you know, I think that one of the big compromises is that feeling of security, especially financially and with benefits. But don't let that hold you back. You know, again, cross-country locums has been great to be very prompt, and the whole process has been smooth. So, you know, I get my paycheck every week, and, you know, Mike has been able to find me an assignment when I want it pretty quickly. So I'm not hanging around wondering what I'm going to do and getting to any panic state when
absolutely
with regards to that. So I think that's definitely important. And that's certainly, those are some of the things that I worried about. But it works. And it's a great opportunity. If you're looking for a change, I would highly recommend thinking about cross-country locums.
Well, Dr. McManaman, it has truly been a pleasure speaking with you. The entire team at Cross Country Locums appreciates everything that you do to help provide your services to patients that truly need it so badly. So for that, again, we thank you, and happy Locum Tenants Week.
Well, thank you, Tom. It was great to talk to you.